Okay, welcome back to 10 in the Can. Once again, this podcast is brought to us by them? by Vibe Culture. No, it's all right. He loves it last time. He goes, last time you did, it was a little bit too more formal. He goes, I want it the way that you guys are, you know. And this has been unreal for me in the last couple of weeks in particular. I've been using it. Haven't had as many benders, but I had one big blow at the Scapes Punters Club, which we'll talk about. But been using it after I've been training with Travi at Reborn Athletic, who we're about to drop, and we're doing something for tonight. So, you know, we're not in gratefuls yet, but I'm grateful for Vibe Culture. Plenty of I'll stuff this up. No, I'll start again.
No, go with it.
No, go with it. It's Matt.
Oxidants. Oxidoids.
Antioxidants. Antioxidants. Supplement.
Sorry, bro.
Wake up, blend.
Sorry, Billy. Not my best work, but you said you wanted it natural and authentic, baby. So that's as natural as it comes.
What's it taste like, bro?
It was. He said that the first time that I used it, he goes, "Yeah, I didn't have enough water." So I didn't, he goes, "Was it sweet?" And I said, "Yeah, it was sweet." It actually tastes like.
Does it have a flavor?
Yeah, sweet as bro.
Different flavors, or just that one?
I'm not too sure. We've only got the one. This one says tropical punch.
Yeah, gross.
So, I don't know if he's bringing out different flavors, but.
So it's like a
May the 4th be with you, as per. So May the 4th, they're going to be dropping. So looking forward to that. Everyone jump on board when it becomes available. And before we start the podcast, boys, I want to start off with sending big love to Mossy Masoi and the Super League for putting on the Mossy Masoi round over there. We're getting involved over here. We've had the RLPA reach out to us, our mate Tommy Simons. He's got, you know, all the boys have been reposting in the Instagram story. So the Men of League Foundation over here in the NRL getting involved. I think every game in the Super League is going to be promoting Mossy Masoi. He's obviously gone through an injury, a neck injury last year. The insurance takes care of the medical bills that he has right now, but it's going to limit him in life after footy. Some of the things that he probably would have been able to do, he's not going to be able to do now. It's obviously shortened his career. So medical bills, I believe, are fine now, but we want to look after Mossy. We look after our own boys. Definitely. Chico, you played with Mossy at
Penrith? Yeah, I played with Mossy over in Penrith, 2013. He came over from the Roosters. Very large man. Was like a massive just wrecking ball. Champion bloke. Champion bloke. It's sad what's happened to Mossy at the moment, but you know, as us and as YKTR and the rugby league community would get behind him and you know try help him out. So everyone out there, please donate, do what you can for Mossy's.
Every little bit helps too.
A couple of dollars here and there for if you're a battler,
100%.
If you're a degenerate and you're in the Scapes Punters Club, more because you know you waste the money at Rose Hill.
Getting that jam all the time.
Surely Mossy gets 10 of the best.
Yeah, easy.
So. Big love to Mossy and the Super League for supporting him and the Men of League Foundation, RLPA. Well done, boys. Let's hope we can provide some jam for him. Moving on to the Gratefuls, boys, before the intro. Simi, have you got something to be grateful for?
Fuck, man. What a day, huh?
Yeah, I do. Grateful for the podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. Numbers are doing really well. Numbers don't lie.
Would there be anything you'd be ungrateful for?
No, not at all. Never ungrateful.
Grateful, man.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just grateful. Yeah, grateful for that.
Shit. Chico?
My grateful is some of you don't know, but this is a massive week for me. Yeah. This is like the last week that Asada can appeal my thing and today's last day, so it's finished, it's over. Like they can't appeal it today. I'm pretty sure.
So you're back.
So it ticks over to obviously public holiday tomorrow and then Monday as well. And it's like I'm back
to I can Tuesday officially you're allowed to train.
Well the 4th.
Okay.
The 4th, but the first of April is when they can appeal.
Yep.
Aside as the deadline and obviously 1st of April carry on through the long weekend. So yeah, it's been a big week. So my grateful would be myself. I am grateful
again. You are fucking KP. Shout out to the 257 boys. And one thing I will add right now, Croaks, you said you're not going to steal the gratefuls. I stole it off you boys. If you want to use the gratefuls to start your podcast, this is your thing, baby. And we're grateful for you. So, but I always call Normie when we watch your show, the KP, very unprepared. You know, Connor's got his list. Croaks is running the show now. I can't believe you don't have a grateful bro.
No, but it's just like there's so many things to be grateful for. Oh, right? Just a bit, just a bit, you know.
Well played, well played,
you know,
well
so played. Many things to be grateful for. Yeah. Just life, you know.
Just life, you're grateful yeah. for life.
I didn't think I even finished mine, but anyway, carry on. No, that's all good.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't finish my grateful, but.
No, you said you're back.
Yeah, you said you're back.
No. I was saying I'm grateful. I didn't finish the grateful. I was telling you why I was ungrateful.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We know. We know that.
No, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for me.
Yeah, fucking hope you
That's
are.
What I'm grateful. I'm grateful for myself.
Yeah, fucking hope
you been watching Snoop Dogg.
No, yeah. Pretty much watching Snoop Dogg. 20 months of that shit, baby. Mental strain, fucking relationship strain, every strain, I'm fucking back.
Yeah.
So nice, I'm grateful for myself.
And your skin is showing that too, bro. It's glowing.
Thank you, bro. Skin lover from Pete's Organic up in Mascot. Shout out to Pete. It's actually got emu in it. It's fucking organic, bro.
Organic as.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, what's your grateful?
I've got a big time grateful boys today. The tattoo that's on my arm is for my cousin who passed away. Yeah. It's his birthday today.
Happy
grateful,
birthday.
Grateful for my Happy cousin. He was like a big brother for me.
One for my homie.
And he was a player, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to grow up and be like him playing footy. So big shout out to him for showing me the way. You know, I wouldn't be the scope I am today if it wasn't for him. So
absolutely
grateful for him and happy birthday, Quacks. Love you, brother. Okay, intro, please, Lukey.
Hit that shit. Hey.
Volley K.
This is where I do my best work, baby.
Shit, baby.
Oh, shit, actually, baby. A little bit off here. Rolling over, boys. Just want to get some life updates for wherever runs out. I think, should we start with Simi? Simi's had one of those weekends again. He's been, I've been his counsellor in his car on the way to work too yesterday.
He's been in trouble. He's been in trouble.
He's been in trouble big time. He got sacked and then got his job back a couple of days later. But run us through your weekend, Simi, please.
Life update. Standard weekend. Just had a few beers. Had a few too many beers. Fucking got carried away as usual. So made a few bad errors, a few bad mistakes as usual. And then, that's about it really. It's just a standard weekend. But in saying that though, I've actually got an announcement to make.
Oh, shit.
So don't start please, Normie. Let's keep this grateful and positive, yeah? it's hard to say. It really is. That's why I got my seat turned around. So it's a serious thing, bro. So I've decided to hang up the boots. I've decided to hang up the boots from partying. I'll still show my face to support people's ventures, but I'm gonna stop drinking. I'm gonna stop drinking for the rest of the year, except for long weekends. Nah.
Starts next week.
When's this drop next week? I'm gonna stop drinking for a year and stuff like yeah. So that's it. But,
sounds and stoked about it.
No, I am. I am. Honestly, I am. I've done too much damage this weekend, and I think it's time to pull up my socks and stop partying.
Mudders, you got anything to say?
No, wait. Let me. I'm not finished. Let me finish. So I'm gonna that's what I'm gonna do, and that's it. So
can we?
I'm gonna stop drinking and getting on the monkey juice. That's about it, really. And I put my clothing allowance on the line. So
you hear that?
What?
He reckons if he gets on the piss, his clothing allowance is done.
No, if I can't drink.
1,200, or was it more?
Nah, like I'm like that's it's done, like it's done.
You won't get any clothes from what?
Oh, let me just say this, Bruce. Do you understand?
I understand.
Do you know what you're doing?
Have you thought about this,
bro? You haven't thought about. Look, you're not in the right headspace. You're emotional.
I definitely have.
No, bro. Trust me.
Why wouldn't you say like six? Yeah, 4 months.
You said like when you go when you're about to run a marathon, you're gonna say you're not gonna say first day of training run a marathon. You do things slowly.
It depends. Yeah, it depends if you're a winner.
Bro, please stop because I'll ban your fucking thing right now. Don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Please, you set yourself up a failure.
Well, hey, you know what? at the end of the year when you go, when you guys are sucking my dick when the bell hits one, I'll be fucking, I'll be
one ear out the other.
Matters, do you think you'll make it?
No chance.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that.
Bro, please don't. Please understand the decision you're making right now.
That's it. All right. We've set it in stone and I've said it. So I don't want to drink no more.
Don't do it.
No, but honestly, when anything bad happens, it comes out of drinking or bending for me. True?
Nothing's even bad. Nothing's came out bad.
Nothing's come out bad.
Just a weak cunt.
Yeah.
Nothing came out bad.
We don't like to swear on here, but I don't even know I come on this fucking podcast.
Bro, I'm trying to save your fucking clothing merch, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Don't put the merch on.
Fuck it. I'll next week.
Yes. No, but don't do that.
You've worked too hard for the merch. You have. Let it go.
It's like five years in the making.
To be honest, I've only got $50 left on my merch. I did my ass last drop.
Speaking of merch, boys, no, I missed out on my kit. That's a giggle.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't speak about that now.
And this cunt giggling up in his room going, hee.
No, because as you guys know, last episode, I lost my merch because I bended that time. And then fucking karma came through for me. I don't want one. But it was funny because I was opening my box and I go to Hoz, where's your gear? And he goes... No, I didn't even know. I didn't actually know that at this stage because I thought, and then he goes, "Nah, fuck, Tash didn't put my orders."
that's
fucked
the
up.
Best stuff too.
It is so good, right. But it's gone.
Hey,
winter's always
help
good.
Yourself
maybe
you fucking
yeah. Maybe you just want to share it.
No, help yourself.
No, yours is going to pass it on clothing next time you fucking leave it around me, boy.
Whoa, bro! He just put his merch on the line, man. Whoa, but honestly, don't do that, bro.
I can't wait to throw it in the dryer so it shrinks.
That's why I got double XL because you guys keep doing that shit when I'm away from home for 2 weeks.
Last night we're watching the Tim Zoo fight, and he comes on, he walks down, he's got his new lilac hoodie, and he goes, "Hey, bro, let's chuck the hoodie on." I didn't even look at him.
And he's just like this.
And he goes,
"Fuck, I'd be burning, bro."
Legit. I was burning because mine didn't come like on that day.
When did yours come? Yeah. Yesterday?
No, it was on the weekend. Yeah.
The only time he talks to me in a couple of weeks, just checking if his jumpers
are down. Oh, yeah, true.
Come on, bro. You know I've got to work and shit.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
the only times you call me up is when I've come off a bender. He's going to wig me out. Every time I get home, he calls me up on a Sunday. I'm scared as, and I just see this cunt calling me, and I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah, no, you're in trouble.
I think the thing that hurts the most is everyone knows I've been putting in that work for YKTR Sports, 2-3 podcasts a week.
You have.
Not only Simi's gone on a bender and got sacked and got his kit taken off,
he's been rewarded.
Still somehow got his kit and had a merch drop, and I haven't got anything in 4 months. And I'm grateful. I know it's coming, but geez, that one hurt.
You don't know, but you.
Is that why you were sitting on a. Came home, you sit on the couch, you just close next to you, just like.
Yeah. I've been adding to this content in 2017. that's about how I'm getting my dues.
Yeah. So good. What about you, Mudders? How's life?
Yeah, it's been good, bro.
Been good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Couple of wins?
Yeah, a couple of wins.
Yeah, been come on, baby. Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah.
Huh? The boys are back. The boys are back. Couple of wins.
Oh, and the Saints.
Hey.
It's been fucking hard, man.
Two try assists, one line break that led to a try assist.
Killed it.
And you marked one up there for the snack too.
On the shoulder. What does he want? Fuck me.
He's 5'2".
Come on. He said he put the foot down too quick. And I said, yeah, you're probably right.
Hear me out. Last year when, I'm forgetting his name, the winger.
Ravalola?
Your boy, the little winger with the long hair.
Jordan Cody.
Yeah. Cody makes the line break against Newcastle last week, throws it in. Mudders has to put the fucking mitts back, pulls it in, takes a try. Gave him the filthy of doom. So that was the exact same pass that you gave to Sam.
Not as bad. Right here, bro.
Anyway.
It was on the left shoulder.
Oh, yeah, but two really good wins. Obviously convincing too against the third gang.
Mm. It's good.
Just feels good to be rolling.
Happy vibes down there, bro.
Yeah, no.
It's good. It's good to see.
Good to turn up to train. Yeah,
it's really good to see it.
Man, it's actually a pleasure to go to training. So it's been good.
When I was breaking down the film, The changes that I could see from last season was there was a bit more depth in the line as well. The ball was coming out a lot faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The dummy half wasn't second guessing himself. And I mean that respectfully. But am I right?
Yeah. Spot on. Yeah. He came down and broke some footy for us today on Rookie and the Vet as well, me and Jacko.
You did. They tried to get me out again. They tried to trick me again.
What do you mean, trick you?
Like, you know, you try to throw me off and then I come in with the knowledge.
I didn't try to trick you.
This guy was like, I'm waiting to get you and you try to come in for the fucking whatever.
For the whatever.
Chico,
yep.
Love life. Very good at the moment. Very good at the moment. Yeah?
Yeah. it's been very good. Life's been good. A couple little hiccups.
Okay.
I might add Hozzy.
Okay. Talk to me.
We're all monks, man, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Couple of hiccups here and there over the week, over leading up to the weekend, which is sort of filtered itself during the week. But hey, I'm glad it happened. And now we're sweet. We're all good. Okay. We're very, very good. It's just, you know, it's got to check. Sometimes you got to, you know,
check
keep your distance.
Check each other.
Check.
Like and then continue. Tim Zoo last night.
Then he put a clinic on.
Oh, well done, Tim Zoo.
Punch the camera.
Friend of YKTR Sports. Mm.
Timmy. Yeah, so.
Things are good though, yeah.
Things
do you
want
to elaborate on the little things or no? Keep it.
It was just
kiddie stuff.
Just kiddie, like actual, really kiddie, like silly stuff, but. Anyway, it got me out to actually like enjoy.
What's that?
What?
We got you hanging out with the boys.
No, not like got me hanging out with the boys. But it's what I choose to do though. Like if I want to choose and hang out with the project, I'm obviously going to do that. That's my decision. But it's sort of
whoa.
No. I'm saying yeah. But like you know, I've missed the boys and stuff like that. But it was. Over the weekend, we were able to go enjoy a drink together. Obviously, Normie's got 7 Sunday games in a row, so he won't be drinking for 7 weeks, man. Yeah, for 7 weeks, obviously.
Ooh, sorry. Like, maybe a few after, you know, a win and that on the Sunday. Mm.
Oh, yeah, Sunday session.
Yeah.
Just have a couple of tinnies.
If you can play like 3 or 4 o'clock in the Arvo.
Mm. So, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. So it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, but obviously, we're back to.
Yeah,
being good.
Well, that's a good thing about relationships, right? At the early days, is you use these little things to build a stronger foundation.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice. Exactly. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it's a bit of
brick by brick.
One step here, two steps back. But you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna get there.
Exactly. And
I just want to say, thank you.
Thank
you, Project.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Lovely.
Look at the camera and say it.
Yeah. Thank you, Project.
That was very, very vetty. That was very Jordan Room-esque.
Yeah.
That little conversation that you used to have.
The knowledge.
It shows you're coming a long way in your podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mudders, me and you are both single, but we believe you have an Instagram hack.
Yeah.
What happened?
If you are a young single male looking for some fine females on Instagram, where do you go, Mudders?
You go to Ibby.
Ibby, shout out to Ibby.
Ibby Bar, you got the loveliest ones commenting on your comment section, holy.
Really? So, Ibby from Melbourne.
The
one I showed you.
But you get on his comments, bro, go through all.
Ibrahim Akbar, Ibby A. Bro, if you don't follow Ibby. If you don't follow Ibby.
Oh, Ibs.
Yeah, this guy here.
Shut your lip.
Is that the funny fella?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, get in his comment section, bro.
Yeah, giggle.
It's better than the Explorer page.
Mate, really?
Me and Normie always sort of like, I think we're all the same. We all love him. Yeah. So we all send each other stories. And Mudders goes, hey, you want an Instagram hack? I said, go on then. He goes, go through his comments and look at the glammers that comment on his pages.
Yeah.
And you go through, right? Glamour.
They all tag their mates too, eh?
They do, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get a little rabbit hole.
Do you know what's a good one? Sydney Leb Girls or something. Sydney Leb.
Okay.
Lebs of Sydney or something like that.
Yeah. They've got some fine Sydney, looking women.
Sydney White Toes.
Protein shake?
Mm.
Is there no protein?
Oh, yes. I just got rid of the agenda there. But yeah, that's a nice little tip there for you, Mudders.
Just throwing that
out
there.
Just as we're picking this back up. All right, boys. So we're going to do something a little bit different this week. We're going to do the house rankings, and we're all going to individually.
Ooh, I like this one.
We're all going to individually rank each other, and I'm going to write it down. It's going to be a 4-3-2-1 system, right? So whoever the best is at the certain thing. So, for instance, the first one is gamer, and it's not just 2K, but all-round gamer.
Righto. Are we taking Call of Duty?
Yeah, everything.
Yep. So, first of all, Normie, your best gamer in the house. Can you include yourself? Yeah,
Geordie.
Okay, Geordie. Simi is one.
Yep. Look how happy he is.
It's two.
Two. See, I haven't seen you on FIFA or...
That's all right. It's your rating. I've got to do my rating.
You've lived with me. Let's think about it. Think about the answer.
Your outlaw.
Let's think about the answer if you lived with me.
I go Hoz, Chico, then me.
Okay. Chico, your ratings?
Simi.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd. I'd go Simi.
See, I haven't seen Hoz on like Call of Duty.
No, yeah, but I've seen him on.
I don't think Hoz would be good at the gun games right now. Hell or. No. He's not even good
it's
at
an
FIFA.
Average. And I'd go. Fuck. Do you play Call of Duty in that? I've never seen it.
No, never.
Well, it's Simi, Norms, me, then you.
Norms, Chico.
No, but you'll dust. No, actually.
No, you just
go. You're right. You're good at FIFA, though.
All right, so I'll go myself. I'm top.
Yeah.
Me and Simi played all three, 2K, Madden, and FIFA, and golf? I wiped him with all three, and golf.
Okay. No.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't...
That's all right. No, but that's my rating. Cool.
You know what? Swap me with you.
Simi.
Nah, don't fuck that.
And then we'll go...
Billy's ears.
Wait, can we get a photo of Billy's ears?
Yeah, we'll get that up for the next episode. We'll get
it's good to have you back, bro.
Yeah, we'll go Chico.
Good to see you smile.
And Mudder's your last.
I don't even play this.
Simi?
Yo.
Who's your rating?
I'll go...
Mello?
I'll go myself.
Simi?
You...
Scope.
Chico, Normie.
Chico, Normie. So it looks, it's pretty obvious. Simi is the winner. Probably be.
Of the gaming?
Yeah.
Chico. It's overall, isn't it? Overall. We've got other things,
yeah.
No, so, but at gaming, he's the best at the house. He is. That's
so it looks like it's Simi.
Fucking nerd.
Simi, me. Simi, me, Chico, Normie, your last, Fred. So that's the 1, 2, 3 for that. Okay, the next category. Best at Larry's.
Ooh.
Simi, your start.
I'll go myself.
Simi.
Then I'll go Normie.
Mudders.
Then I'll go Chico, then Oz.
Chico and Scope. Okay. I'll go Simi. I'll go.
It's nothing to be proud of as well.
Hey, this is in an off season too, boys. When you're allowed to treat yourself, you know. I'd go Chico.
In off season.
Chico. Thank you.
I've seen Chico over in LA.
Oh, actually, yeah.
We'll go Normie.
No, that's you're right. No, it's so good.
And I'll put myself last again on this one. I've completely lost it. I used to go right back in the day, but like my last 5 years have been awful. I'm always in bed by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock these days. But it is what it is. I have a good. I'm more of a day drinker now these days. Mm. Chico, who's your ratings?
Simi.
Again, nothing to be proud of.
Simi.
I
think I'm better than Normie.
I forgot.
It depends,
about,
though. Like Normie,
I forgot about a 4-dayer.
Yeah,
4-day marathon. Holy cunt!
Yeah, me, Normie, then you, Hoz.
So it's not really going to change the ratings at all, but Mudders, what would your rating be? Just out of curiosity. You want to put yourself up there, don't you? Put some respect on your name, don't you?
Fuck, man. 11 years. Fuck, 11 years, man.
But I haven't seen Simi on like trips away. Like I see him on.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Trips away.
If I can do it,
that's where the real. Yeah,
no, but if I can play at home games.
Nah. You only go under pressure.
You only go like Friday, Saturday. Like everyone does that.
Yeah. No, I go fucking last weekend. I did Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, fucking the man.
Hook yourself.
Please.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen Simi on a fair like a trip away, bro, and that's LA when you test that. Yourself.
Fucking oath.
That's weird because you told me you only drank Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Why are you lying?
No, no, sorry. Saturday, Sunday. Oh. Saturday, Sunday, not yes. Friday. No, yeah. no, I can vouch for this. I went to Sippy, said hello, and I left.
Yeah, so you went 2 days.
I tried. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
The impressive part about Simi is he can hold it. Yeah. So if you see Simi, you can see him on day three.
Except for when we're at Byron. Remember that?
When they tricked me. They fucking tricked me.
No, I'll go Simi. Me, Chico, Hoz. Oh, fuck, we've had so many today.
Yeah, we have.
It's too hard to say.
They're pretty close, you two. So we've got
trips away are the best.
It's a split between you. It's second equal. Simi and Scope just down the bottom by himself, which is not good for the reputation because a lot of the punters think I get after it.
You do when you have to.
No, I got in me on the right occasion. If someone fucking puts me to the test, I'll step up to the plate like the old school, but that's true. I haven't done it in a minute.
Old school Scope.
Well, that Barcelona trip we went to, that was one of them.
See, that's the thing, Chico. When you've partied in Europe, it's very hard, you know, when you come back to Australia.
Fair.
You know, I've done my best work in Ibiza and Croatia and that, you know what I mean?
I'm going to add on to that one. Who's the best bender you know?
Richie Barso.
Really?
Fuck, man.
Yours?
Mine would almost be T-Rex.
Yeah, wow.
He is hectic.
He can hold it. Like.
Yeah. Rex is pretty good up there, man.
Simi,
who's your best bender you've ever seen?
The best bender I've ever seen would have to be...
Must have been a few billy goats that are stuck with you during the time.
Fuck, it would have to be Chris Theo.
Yeah.
He can go for fucking.
I wouldn't expect it.
He's gone to like the best parties in LA. For 4 days.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Heard
Burning Man and shit. Went for like 5 days.
That's next level, loads though. It's Burning Man.
Is Dustin Martin though?
Dusty, yeah.
No, Dane Swan. He heard he's the best.
Oh yeah.
Heard he's king.
We should do like a bit of a thing. It's just like
I've had a Larry with both Dusty and Dane Swan.
Yeah.
They but only one that like had a big. Bender from the night before all the way through to the next day, and can confirm that those two go good. Moving on to the next one, and starting at you, Mudders. Who does the best with the ladies out of us four? I have a feeling I'm going to be down the bottom again.
I don't know, man.
Come on, you don't have Don't Be Lovely. Don't be lovely. Because
no, it all depends, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
Just like
we're actually talking about like Ippin.
No, just like
it. Yeah,
are we talking about Ippin?
Well, who's the most?
Everyone, you can all know friends and that, but are we talking about getting them?
Closing it.
Well, yeah, we'll just
closing.
Yeah. Having a
closing it or holding the handbag.
Relationship.
Yeah, see, I'm the handbag.
Relationship.
Well.
I'll be at the bottom if it's relationship.
No, not relationship. Just like
connection.
Pulling. Yeah, connection.
Pulling. Yeah, Jagger. Respectfully.
Man, I just have to go with Simi, man. He pulls everything. Fucking dirtbag.
Are you sweet?
What?
Fucking he's stoked. You're pretty shallow. Like he's
no,
angry.
No,
he's stoked.
No, I'm actually
pump
not.
Simi.
This shit's weak, bro. You don't want to pump yourself up on this.
No, I don't.
I want you to be honest. That's what I want you to be.
Yeah.
Be honest then. Fucking be honest.
Fuck no.
Yeah, all right. Who's next?
Oh, no, he's after me, beauty. I'll go Chico, Scope, then me.
Oh, you're a liar. You are a liar. You're ruining this game, Mudders.
Fuck off.
Chico, you know you're rating?
Actually, can I even say this?
What?
Well, you can edit it out if you don't want it.
No, just because he's in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship, so it's...
Oh, well, fuck, it's 10.
That's all right. Like, when you're single, we're talking about when you're single.
Back in the day. Ages ago.
If you're single, we're all single if when we're playing this. This is a game. When you're single, who does well with the lady?
I think Ice is going to go down top. I think Ice is number one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Bit fidgety.
It's a very...
Yeah, I don't...
There's not really any good answers for you if you're in a relationship, eh? Do you throw yourself under the bus and go last or?
Go on then.
It all depends. Like
I like this. There's a little bit of awkwardness it right is. Now too. Yeah, it is. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
We know the order. Come on.
Simi.
Fuck off.
Simi. Definitely.
You're fucking loving this. Look at him pretending like he hates it.
I'm genuinely not though because you know this is not true.
Chico.
Simi.
Yep.
Normie scope than me.
Did you say yourself?
Normie scope than me.
He goes, Simi, Chico, no, Normie.
Chico.
Okay, yeah. I'll go, and I'm going to be honest here, boys.
Thank you. Thank okay. you. Thank you.
Normie, well and truly Normie. Yes, thank okay? you. Let's get that out there. Fuck. That needs to stop carrying on, everyone.
Fuck. Thank you. That's what I actually mean.
Okay, I'm going to go Chico second.
Yes, thank you. Thank God.
Chico goes really good with the ladies. I'm going to go Simi third, because half of the stories that we hear are lies.
What about when he...
Hey, no comment, no comment, man.
But they're true.
Bro, it's good to see you.
There's no comment, man.
True.
Just,
all right, this is mine. And you get to go last anyway. And I'm last. I know I'm last. I'm last in the group.
Lucky devil.
Looks like I'm going to be single.
Simi?
Nah, it's all back in the past, yeah, ages ago. I'll go Normie, me, Chico, you. And that's the honest truth. That is the truthful list. Come on now.
We can't. Sometimes
what
we
do
can't
you mean,
tell.
Come on now? Yeah. Everyone's got their own list.
Yeah.
So. That was a good list. I enjoyed that. Got a little bit awkward there for a bit. Enjoyed it.
I was like, crawl up in a ball.
Okay, last one.
It's the way you do it, man.
Last one. Simi.
I applaud it.
Simi, it would only be right if you started this, Simi. Who can stretch a dollar the furthest? Be honest.
No, I'll be honest. Yeah. I'll go scope.
Yep. And is there a reason for me, or you just not go?
Well, can I talk? I'll go Normie. Nah, I'll go me. Chico Normie.
Chico Normie.
And that's obviously the list that everyone else is going to have.
I'll go first.
So you might as well stop writing now.
We might as well just quickly boom, right, boom, boom.
I'm going Chico first.
Ooh,
yeah,
because
that's me
too. He can find a discount at Coles with the spring water.
sparkling
water.
Keep telling us every day.
He can find a bargain at Coles at Woolies with the
Kmart
sparkling water. I'll go Mudders, Normie, because he gets CTE when it's asking about feeds.
This is a nice list.
Yep. Oh, yeah, fuck, it is a nice man. List. Wow. He seems to forget about the bacon egg rolls that I buy him.
Yeah,
so.
I was there too. Wow. Yep. And the coffee.
You know about that?
When you were in lockdown.
He goes, what, $10 a bacon egg roll? Beauty. But 18 times
gets
in a row.
Gets from our father, which is fucking $22.
Oi, oi. I shouted $100 seafood feed and he got me a bacon egg next day. He goes, yeah, my shout up,
because
bro.
I've been shouting in fucking 4 weeks of bacon egg rolls before that.
This is what I
heard. Let me have my list, yeah? You're up next.
Oh, my Lord.
Let me have my list.
Let's get fucked.
I'll
up.
Go. I'll go me next, because I can turn 50 into 20K on the pump.
You can have some. Ooh. Just have one. It's one.
Yeah,
six.
That is true.
That's nice.
That is nice.
And Simi, you are last because you don't have a dollar.
You know he's depressed, bro.
Hey, don't say that. I'm depressed.
I'm depressed.
What did you say to him the other day when still was around playing 2K? He said something to him. You're like, fuck, man. Settle down. You know I'm depressed, bro.
We'll all laugh about it.
Yeah, giggle. I can't
wait.
I enjoyed that.
I can't wait.
You've been waiting for that one for a minute.
I can't wait. When I'm a fucking millionaire, I'm coming back at 10 in the can.
You've already gone, yeah? Chico.
Simi scope, me Normie.
Simi scope, nice and easy.
Yeah,
pretty confident with that. Chico and Normie.
Let's make it nice and quick.
Simi.
Let's make it nice and quick.
That's a good one. I reckon Chico packs lunch every day, bro.
Yeah, Chico. Yep, that's a good idea. Because I eat way too much Uber Eats.
Yeah, you, then me.
Scope.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. A bit controversial. Everyone's got their own answers.
Yeah, the dating
one. The sex fun. Question, everyone's just sort of...
Yeah, there's a little bit of hesitation, obviously, because of the relationship status. But other than that, it's... I'm talking about being single. And
And when everyone was single, Sydney was doing the most.
Bloody grub. Yeah, that's what I do, man. That's me, man.
No wonder what happened.
That's me, man. I'm a rat bag. You caught me. What's the telly?
Sex hack. Scopes Punters Club. Did we talk about Scopes Punters Club?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so before we move on to our lovely who's been a lovely cunt, who's Billy Goat, and who's had the week of doom. I just want to thank everyone who turned up to the Scopes Punters Club. It was a really good day. Lukey and Jacko in the background. Mudders was playing footy. It was we got to watch Mudders playing footy too, getting the dub. It was all around a good day. Shout out to the Royal Oak who looked after us.
Shout out.
We had a really good day. Simi, sorry if I was a bit rude to you on the day.
tell that story, bro. That was the best.
Oh,
you've already told it, eh?
Yeah, but I did the Warriors pod today too, and Adam Fanua Blake goes, bro, that was a crack up, that story that Simi told.
Fuck.
When we're sitting in the...
Like, you got to understand, right, when it's all Scopes, like, it's all his biggest fans, right?
Yeah.
I'll walk in there and...
What, everyone?
No, but like these are his top fucking 50.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're true.
So, oh, how many were there? 30.
30.
So yeah, we're right.
35 were the best.
Oh, we're getting it.
Oh, Jack Harlow. So we rock in, and then as soon as I see him, like, you know when you see one of us and you go, fuck, this cunt's on. This cunt's been lovely as. I walk in and I'm just like, actually, can I go into my lovely of the week?
Yeah, it's coming up. You can enjoy. I will go roll into your lovely if you want.
All right, I'll roll into my lovely. So, so I walk in, and then fucking Scope's sitting there. All the boys are kissing his ass, and I'm like, hey, bro. And then what are you writing? And then
checking EB's comments. Oh.
No, anyways, I walk in and this cunt's just acting lovely as, and I go
with his new slick back haircut.
Bro, slick, bro, slick as. He's licking his lips. He's got the jacket on of doom, and I go, bro. Oh fuck! Oh.
Who the fuck's that?
That's fucking
Macy Gray.
Continue.
And then, anyways, I go. You didn't think I was going to come, eh? And he goes, can I be honest with you? And I'm like, yeah, bro. And he goes, I didn't really give a fuck. And like, everyone's listening. And I'm like, nice, bro. Because Ice fucking bullied me to go. I wasn't going to go. Yeah. And then he goes, bro, you
exactly.
know what? He goes, you know what? Go get me a beer, bro. and then all the dinner, it's like, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. Fuck, it's your fucking day. and then next minute, oh, Simi, can you get me one too? And I'm like, ah, sure, guys, day. Fucking did a little bear run for these cunts.
Yeah, no, did ya?
So my side of it, obviously, is I'd like, he made a big, so he walks in, he's like, sees me, looks at me like, oh, I'm here, bro. I'm like, yeah, sweet. Well, I've been here for 3 hours and on the piss, so I've had about, eight schooners by then.
Where were you guys?
and then he comes up to me and he's like, you didn't think I was going to come, eh, bro? The big smile on his face, like I'd be stoked. I was like, bro, honestly, like I don't give a fuck.
That's a slap in the face, bro.
Yeah.
He does this all the time.
They were happy to see me, though.
He does this all the time.
They love you too, bro.
Yeah. It was a good
day. I was happy because he got all the degens into Bedouin, so grateful for that.
Yeah, fuck. I go like this. I go, fucking, these cunts are my lovely too. I go, bro, stay close, like, because it's all, like, there's restrictions and shit. And then I rocked up with, like, 10 guys. Like, just 10
bro, they don't
bags.
Do that. Yeah.
And then Poada's like, come on, George. Like, come on. And I'm like, please, like, just let us in. It's all good. They'll be
very
sweet. I took him in, and these cunts just fucking just went left, right, and center. And I was like, listen, this cunt here too. I go, where's Jacko? And I'm looking at Jacko. Jacko's there fucking off with randoms. And I'm like, oi, come back. The kicking cunts out. And I just see them getting picked off one by one. And I'm like, there's not much I can do. I'm already trying to keep this cunt. I'm trying to keep this one. Yeah. And then I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. I try to warn him. But it was good. It was good. You know who did stick with me to the death? It was fucking Levi. Was Levi.
Oh yeah, Levi. I went to school with him,
bro. He stuck with me to the death, bro. Yeah. And it fucking
did. He end up getting a place to stay?
No, I don't think that's why he stuck with him. He didn't have a place to stay, so I think he just bent and then got on the plane the next day.
Yeah, so that's it.
Your lovely Chico.
Oh, my lovely, my lovely of.
Come nice and prepared today. That's nice. I appreciate
thank you,
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Grateful.
Oh, please. My lovely of the week was man himself, Jordan Simi.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to me.
Fuck, you're getting bullied today, bro.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just been... Like
every other fucking...
I heard stories about the weekend. And I know exactly what he's like when he gets around his mates at Double Bay. So he was acting very, very lovely. And then the next day he rocks up.
Oh, is this from... Fuck. Is this from Sturlo?
No. It's from Zach as well. And Normie.
Wow. Well, I got them into...
No. But I've been in their position before. I know how lovely you get.
So
when you guys are acting drunk, smacking chicks on the ass and shit, what do you want me to do?
What?
Not you. I mean them, the boys. Like, I'm like, come on, man, enough's enough.
The way Chico just said, I know how lovely you get, and then looked at him, was out. Wait till you see it on camera. Yeah. It's the grouse. I know how lovely you get. Yeah, good
lovely. So that's, yeah, that's my lovely.
Okay. Normie, your lovely?
My lovely would be Zane today for Ooh. Putting up that he saved a bird and that for Instagram. Hey, he ain't doing yes. that. If that yes. ain't, if you ain't, if there's the no
vet.
Easter
I'm or, going to the vet.
Please stop, Zane. Zane, please stop. Stop trying to act lovely in the glare, trying to act like he's saving a bird. That's my lovely.
I quickly.
You don't even pat your. You don't even pat your cat at home, let alone save a bird.
He's fucking neglected his cat. He's been shitting and pissing all over through Isaac's apartment.
It smells like a pet store.
Oh, fucking Ace Ventura.
Okay, boys. Moving on to my lovely. My lovely is also in the room.
Ooh,
that's not me,
Lukey.
Oh yes.
Yeah. You've been the loveliest cunt, Brad.
Whoa, what's happened?
Whenever he does an edit and he's involved, he's always looking like the loveliest cunt.
What's up, baby?
Awful.
Yes. What's up?
Yeah. He even looked good as an Oompa Loompa somehow. Yeah. I don't know how he pulled that off.
He actually suited.
He actually looked good as an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah,
so,
fuck me.
Hey?
Were you happy with that one, bro?
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that
so
one was
he's
fucked.
Always got that one photo where he's like got a mad smile, got the pearly whites out. Acting fucking real lovely, Lukey. So
actual.
That's my lovely. I'll go straight on to my Billy Goat and then we'll come back around for you boys. My Billy Goat of the week is Matthew Scott Montgomery.
Oh.
So for a lot of people that don't know who Matthew Scott Montgomery is, if you haven't seen the Demi Lovato
Lovato
documentary about her unfortunate incident. The doco is actually pretty good. It's nice to watch, actually. But her Billy Goat best friend, the haircut, the haircut that cunt's rocking, holy cunt. He is the Billy Goat of Doom. He is the Billy Goat of Doom. Have you seen it? I'll get Lukey, cut this up and then I'll get you to put up an edit, please. You should see this. Oh.
Get this cunt off the screen.
As soon as he came on, I looked at her Skype.
I walked upstairs. I was like, fuck this. I'm not watching this. I'm going upstairs.
Yeah, Chico seen him just one image and he went, nah, bro, this ain't me. And then went upstairs. So Matthew Scott Montgomery, Demi Lovato's best mate. Jacka. You are a Billy Goat. Normie.
My Billy Goat is Connor Watson. Watching the boys podcast yesterday, I was
countdown with some mad songs or something.
Yeah, it was top three or something. And then
started with C.
And then Connor goes, you two or
no,
Coldplay something, and they played it, and I'm going, but I looked at Chick, okay, don't ever play that song again,
I like Coldplay. You weren't happy with the song selection.
Coldplay is good, but they have
proper broke me, eh? And Connor's just nodding his head like that.
Those boys love their music, and they always do like a top three for certain genres. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what it was, but you used to lose it.
I lost it.
So Connor Watson,
shout out Connor, see you on the field on Sunday, bro. We'll have a little giggle about it on Sunday, bro.
Chico, you're
Back
Billy
to the paper.
Sorry.
Nah,
it all finished. Yes,
Derek.
Always
Billy Goat. Oh, my Billy Goat is the man himself, fucking Sterling Saika.
Oh.
He was acting like the biggest Billy Goat on the weekend, the drunkest man,
the Grinch,
pissed his 10 men. Just willy nilly, going around slapping chicks in the ass.
Oh, no.
Just being a Billy Goat, just drunk, just being sloppy drunk, and
yelling at me while I'm trying to get him in.
Yeah. Well, I had to leave Sinaloa.
And then you know what?
Hour.
You know what he done? He left our group chat, me, him, and Zachy's group chat on the night. He's like, "Fuck yous," then, and he left it, and then he removed himself, and then he went up to Zachy. Zachy's Instagram and unfollowed him. And the next day, he's like, Zachy goes, "Bro, I can't believe I got unfollowed." I was like, "What?" He screenshot Sterlo's fucking Insta and they said, like, not following back. Then he didn't follow back. I was like, "What a fucking sook."
That's heavy head noise. They unfollowed one of the boys.
You know what? He transferred me 3K too.
It was
swear
that
to God, bro. You know when I said
was that him that gave me 3K?
It. Yeah.
And you punted it.
Yeah. I'll transfer it over still.
Isn't that sweet?
Normie goes, "Oh, yeah, I must have got paid from my YKTR or something." I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "Oh, I just got 3K into my account and had a little double on the weekend." Costello said 3K.
Yeah, Mark, because when it first went in, I got.
He must have been blind.
Yeah, it came. It did, nothing came out. It just said, like internet transfer. And then, like, 2 days ago, I went back on my account and had a look, and it came up Sterlo Concrete wages or something like that. I'm going, oh, this can't give me $3,000 for something.
That was mine, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's Chico's money, beauty. Simi, your Billy Goat?
My Billy Goat would be me. I was a Billy Goat of the on the weekend. So
take it easy on yourself.
That's
yeah,
that's my Billy
that's
Goat.
Yeah, it's our job.
That's
my Billy Goat.
That's still our job, bro. Yeah.
That's mine.
She's not drinking for a year, huh?
Oh, bro, he ain't gonna last.
What are we willing to let him change it now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm willing to change it because I don't want to make I don't want you to make that stupid decision, bro.
Look, at the start of the year.
Okay. No,
at the start of the year, I didn't do anything for the first month. I reckon a month is a good target, and it was actually. Like it doesn't sound like much, but it's an effort to like not get on the. I did it during January.
Wait after April. April's a big month. Think about it. You got Anzac coming. Nah. You got this weekend. Wait after this week. I mean after this month, and then boom.
I
reckon that's realistically true.
I think it's good that he stays off the piss this weekend.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna
turn into a Larry, big time Larry.
No, so, I'm gonna like long term goals. Obviously, a year, but I'll do it month by month. That's it.
He went from drinking the whole year and he goes month by month.
Oh, I'll do it month by month.
This next week he's going to say, I'll do week by week, day by day.
Day by day, it is. Day three. This is day three for me.
Does he still have his job?
Day three.
No. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. So what happened is.
Yeah, I was there.
But like I'll tell you the full story. So this Billy Goat has canoodled his way and he's messaging my Auntie Mandy, bro. My Auntie Mandy loves him. So for people that don't know, my uncle and my auntie put us on, roster us on. So Simi tells.
Auntie Mandy, Uncle Shane.
My Uncle Shane has been saying, Uncle Tede, that. He's been sending sob stories to my Auntie Mandy.
No sob stories.
And my Auntie Mandy's got a soft spot for him. Mm. So.
Shout out, Auntie Mandy.
When we like 100% need, I told my Uncle Shane too, he's done. My Uncle Shane's done. But like when we need him for jobs, like because we've only got limited workers. So sometimes there was a 3-man job yesterday and he got on that job and I told you, correct?
Did I not bomb out the spot?
You did a good job. And you know what? You got to keep doing a good job and earn your respect back. And you could get back on the 2-man roster. Mm. But at the moment, he's on a 3-man roster. So
you should let him stand outside, not in the car.
I did.
Yeah. Walk up and down the street.
We worked our ass off last night. Like, it's one of those jobs. It's a pretty cruisy job. But every now and again, you get a hard one. We're in Manly Corso last night.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so it's just bumper to bumper.
Yeah, it was fucked.
But yeah, so that's where Simi's at
getting
right now.
If the listeners got a job for Simi, maybe.
This is the best one from last night. This is my Billy Goat. This fucking dude, right? This fucking guy, man. He steals one of the cones and he's walking down the street.
He's blind.
Like blowing into the cone. So Hoz chases him down. He goes, bro, give it back to me. And then the guy turns around and goes, and Hoz goes, you motherfucking grabs it off him. And he's walking back, and then the guy goes, "Come on, then, fuck, come on, then." And then Scope goes, "Come on, then," and then he's like, backs down, and he walks off again. And then the guy starts following Scope again. And then I go to Scope, "Fuck, get your phone out, man. I'm gonna knock this guy down." And he goes, "Nah, fuck it." He goes, "Nah, I will if he tries." And I go, "Nah, bro, you got too much to lose, man. I'll get this guy." And then he ended up fucking.
So I see this cunt walking off, and I hear all these noises going, and the fucking cunt's like, "Ah, fuck." Yeah. So I go walking after him, and I'm getting close, and he's and
the cones just kind of witches hats.
Witches hats, yeah. People watching out, like yeah. So and then there's like a group of kids there, and heaps. Everyone's laughing at him, like it's funny. So I'm smiling. It's hilarious. So I'm going, oh, look, it's going. So I get close, and I'm like, hey, bro, he gives the cone, eh? And he goes, turns around and goes, right in my face. I'm like, fucking give me that. I fucking ripped it out of his ear. Put me on the gronk in front of the whole Corso, bro.
There was heaps of people there too.
Like, give me that fucking cone. And then like I went to go walk away and he goes, well, fucking come on, bro. And I turn around and I go, yeah. and he goes, yeah. I said, fuck around, bro. And I kept, then I walked off and then that's when Simi come up to me and goes, bro, what happened? I'm like, but honestly, he was that blind and like, he would have been about 35.
Good on him.
He would have been about 35, 40.
Good on him.
I could have like pinkied and he would have fell over just out of being blind. But he was having a good time before that. But blowing the disrespect, blowing the fucking cunt in my face. That's a giggle, bro. That is a giggle.
He goes, fucking cunt. I go, what happened? He goes, fucking cunt blew the fucking cone in my face.
Give it here too, bro.
You know when we're playing 2K and we steal the ball, give me that. That's what I went, like, give me that. And all the kids were laughing at me too because they were like kids on like an excursion or something sitting in the Corso. So I'm like, beauty, fucking, this is embarrassing. I was, give me that cunt. And Week of Doom, Simi. Who's had the Week of Doom?
Week of Doom, Travi. Travi, Reborn Fitness. Reborn Athletic. They launched today.
6 p.m. tonight, YKTR.
Yeah, it's live now.
It's live now.
You can train with us. I think just the vibe there, man. Fuck, just the energy there, just what they're doing there as well. It's fucking, it's just mad. It's good to be around, you know?
And when you look at the results that the Dragons boys have got, they released theirs about 3 weeks ago. Mudders, yourself, bro. Snack.
We got after it.
Yourself, Snack, and Slowey having the seasons of doom. So something must be in it. Reborn Athletic.
100%, man.
Something must be in it.
Do you know how hard that was?
Yeah, bro.
He goes, yeah, we'll put you on an easy one, but I was proper struggling. It's different the way we train.
Definitely.
Chico?
Week of Doom?
Week of Doom?
My Week of Doom would have to be Simi. No, honestly, you didn't close the door. You know, you got after it. You got a couple of podcasts done this week. So I'm finishing on a positive because, you know, we have been directing a lot of negative energy towards you. And I reckon you've bounced back from it. You said you're going to go on a drinking rant. I don't think that's the right decision to make a year. But you know what? I reckon you've done well this week, because you had a big weekend.
To be fair, the past month I've been doing pretty well. It's just when I fucking drink it, I just lose. I go away.
But you didn't sit here and shit this week, you know? You went, got out, got after a couple of podcasts.
I became Peter Pan.
It'd been building for a couple of weeks.
I hadn't gone out for a few weeks.
Yeah, no, you were doing
about
good.
4 weeks. Four and a half.
That's what I said to you. I said, you're training twice a day. I was like, bro, just have a day off. Like, relax a bit.
To be fair, Simi didn't even really. The only thing he fucked up, he can do whatever he wants to bend it, but he had to work on Monday.
And we
told him Sunday. Yeah. We both told him, make sure you're sweet. Fucking.
Okay, that's enough. Like I said, positive energy. That's positive from Chico.
That's what we could do, Simi. Thank you. Good on you, bro. You know what's happening
you
back.
Thank you.
Just don't do the close thing, bro. Come on.
Okay, Andrew McCulloch. He got Nate Skipper for it.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew McCulloch, well done. Oi, been a very nice addition to you.
Very nice addition. Bringing the boys onto the ball. It's been good. There you go.
Yep, nice little service. And a big shout out to Benny Hunt, who played 60 minutes of the game with a fucking broken leg. Mad respect. Okay, my week of doom is So Sunny, the goat of the SPC.
Yep.
The goat of the SPC. Yep. So for people who are in the SPC, they know that So Sunny hit a 52K multi off, which is still a lot of money, $600.
Holy cunt.
$600,
That's fucking cocky.
Shout out.
That's gone.
Wow. Did anyone get on it?
I got on the last two races. I followed him on the last two races, but he also backed it up yesterday.
No, he did not.
With another two-legger. I don't know how much he had on it, but all of the tips he put in the SPC, and he produced for about, we've got 17,000 members in the SPC right now, and I reckon we had 1,000 likes and comments.
No way.
So at least 1,000 degenerates got on it. So
what's
the degenerates
handle?
The SPC has had the week of doom. I hit on my best bet too for the Titans. So the SPC is just really rolling at the moment. So that'll be my week of doom.
Fuck yeah.
All right, boys, to finish off, let's go and read out the compliments. We got compliments from the dig.
Completely forgot that.
All right. Chico, you can go first. You're going to read out Simi's one down the bottom. That first word is fave for favourite.
Fave has to be Simi, very in love, always grateful, and 100, the loveliest cunt.
100%.
100%, the loveliest cunt.
Thank you.
At @anth_f.
Thank you.
Grateful. Thank you, Anth. Great.
Thank you.
That was nice, bro.
Anth underscore F. That's A-N-T-H underscore F.
You're doing normie.
I know what you're doing, mister.
Bro, I'm fucked up.
Corey Norman, living proof you should never judge a book by its cover. OJ Zag.
The Mudders. Underscore. He's talking about the Mudders and turning off on the weekend. Yeah, yeah, you got the Mudders.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, grateful.
Thank you, grateful.
All right, I'll do Chico. Chico, Thank you to Chico. This is a good one. Thank you to Chico for bringing Papa Crust into my life. Hashtag
Gan.
Hashtag
Player.
And that's from James Fremantle.
Oh. James Fremantle. Fremantle. Thanks, brother. Love ya.
That's a good one.
Oh, and James Fremantle. Gan.
Normie. Yeah. Yep.
This one's actually a good one too, yeah. Scope. Yeah, I think this is why you left me last.
Well, yeah, I built it up. Yeah, I built it up.
Okay.
They're really good. I actually probably, this would have been good for no matter who it was.
100%. All right, so if Scope got caught in bed with my missus, I would tuck him in and give him the house keys.
Oh, wow. That's a gun.
Chris Gay.
Hey, send location, baby. What's up? Well done, boys. 10 in the can, signing out.
Let's go.
Peace.